Well, there are still more asteroid pieces coming. And so, you know, it appears that the Bible codes were correct about the asteroid coming and the dating and everything. And there was also in those matrixes, those code matrixes, the coming of the Lord with Nibiru and Planet X. The Lord came, of course, in those matrixes after the asteroid. But how long after? We don't really know. But by the grace of God, He has heard our prayers, and it appears that we have dodged a big bullet with the breaking up of that Earth killer asteroid. And not only the piece on the 45th parallel, but now one has landed on the northeast coast of Australia. And it's probably another piece of the 2009 UG. I know some people out there are talking about ES, 2009 ES, but that passed by us, I think, back on September the 8th. It's already gone through. But at any rate, it looks like 2009 UG is the one that they have shot at. And, of course, a meteor slammed into Australia, and it caused a 3.8 earthquake. Although they say it didn't come from an earthquake, it was registered as that. And it was a burning object flying through the sky and with an explosion and so on and so forth. And I'm going to put a link here on this when we post it, and also another one for September the 26th. So these things are supposed to keep on coming for a number of weeks. If I'm not wrong about that, we'll see. That was what was suggested to us. And also in this video that I'm going to post, information, it gives you the rundown of what happened. They nuked a very, very large asteroid with five nukes. And the first shot was 2,365 lunar distances out when they shot it. Multiple strikes reduced the body of the main asteroid significantly, and it is deflected and slowed down significantly, which is why it's, of course, streamed out in such a long stream, hitting us with many different size meteors. But the threat is not eliminated. It's a quarter of a mile fragment that still exists. Whether it will hit the Earth or not, we don't know. Because obviously nukes can make them, can move them, much less blow them up. So, but many meteors are raining down across the world right now. September the 28th, 2016. Many of them are smaller, but I'll put a link to that. It's the recording there, the recorder, and it shows you the bigger, the smaller, and so on and so forth. It's pretty neat. I'll post that for you so you can look at that. But they're still raining down. A long stream of them are coming in. We're told that these meteors from this may keep coming for weeks, like I said. This is a little piece from killerasteroids.org. I'm going to share just a little piece of this with you. It says, so while Earth is constantly being hit, this is talking in general, not about what we're being hit with right now, which is rather strange. You got to admit that all this has come up right on the time when the Bible codes spoke about this. So, and how often do we get hit by asteroids or meteors that are flaming, fiery? Well, he's going to tell you in this article here. I'm going to share it, which is a little short thing. So while Earth is constantly being hit, which is true, accumulating over 100 tons of matter every day, most of this is in the form of dust or tiny sand grain-sized meteors that appear as shooting stars. By comparison, school bus-sized asteroids may hit every 1,000 years or so. So you can see how rare this is. The one in Canada and North America that went on the 45th parallel, and this one in Australia, which obviously was blown off course a little bit. He says every 1,000 years or so. Medium-sized, say 300-meter, asteroids might be once every 50,000 years. Well, that's strange. We got a monster that just came. So, And extinction level events every billion years. That's his words, not mine. And those estimates are going down. The Space Guard Survey is an attempt to locate and track as many near-Earth objects as possible. Each time astronomers identify an asteroid that isn't on a collision course with Earth, the calculated odds of an impact go down a little bit. And by the time the current survey is completed, the estimated odds of dying in an asteroid impact will have decreased by a factor of 10. Maybe. From 1 in 70,000 to 1 in 700,000, assuming, of course, they don't find one that really is going to hit. Okay, so that part is old news, right? Okay, so that's wrong. It's about to be proven wrong. People tend to think that an extinction-level asteroid or comet would look like the picture at the top of the page. Yeah, this big ball landing in the middle of the globe, you know. But in reality, it could be very, very small compared to Earth. The Dino Killer is estimated to have been between 5 and 15 kilometers across, 3 to 10 miles, which is much smaller than one seen below in Linda's vision, which we believe is broken up. So the one that was headed this way was definitely a Earth killer. Yeah. Not just a dino killer, a human killer. He goes on to say, that's large compared to the rocks in your backyard, but tiny compared to Earth. Check out the image on the right to see just how small it would be. Okay, we don't have the image with us. To lead to a global catastrophe, an asteroid or comet only has to be big enough to launch large amounts of dust into the atmosphere. That leads to the abrupt change in climate that wipes out species. The odds of a major asteroid impact are very small, but we're about to see. But the risk of you dying in an asteroid impact might be higher than you think. Why? Because while the odds of an impact are small, the number of people who would be killed is so high that the risk, that impacts odds times the number killed, isn't negligible. So the risk is impact odds times the number killed, okay? And of course, if the kind of death and destruction comes with these that we believe the Lord has shown us is coming, this article will all be changed, won't it? So on 9/26, I heard Linda's rock is broken up. That's what I heard on 9/26. Linda's rock is broken up. Some of y'all know about Linda's rock, some of you don't, so I'll share it with you in just a minute. But it was a big rock. It was a vision. And I said, Lord, would you give me three heads for a confirmation to this Linda's rock is broken up? And he gave them to me. Linda's vision of the great rock, I'm going to share with you in just a minute, but we also already have it posted on Caribbean East and Gulf Coast Tsunami. It's posted there, but I'm going to post it below too. So, and that was on 10/30/13. And, of course, we said a lot of things there on 10/30/13. Some of them have come to pass. Some of them were just conjecture. You know, it could be this, it could be that. Also in at this particular link, Caribbean East and Gulf Coast Tsunami, are many revelations of the three asteroid/meteors that strike. It seems a lot of people saw that in their visions and their dreams and so on and so forth. And it was the most often, two of them landed in the Atlantic and one in the Gulf. And a few of these are mentioned in the three asteroids page, the meteors begin troubles, three asteroids/meteors begin troubles page, and three comets, the beginning of pain page. So it seems to be a pretty widely held revelation. You know, Ephraim Rodriguez, you remember we shared with him back in 2013, shared concerning his vision. And after him, a doctor on Puerto Rico got pretty much the same revelation. Saw a great asteroid meteor hit just west of there. So Ephraim said NASA confirmed that this rock is coming and that the U.S. had set up missiles to hit the rock. But they said it will still hit the ocean there. Okay, so they don't want everybody to get at ease because they think it would come even after that. We'll see. I don't know. Could they have nuked Linda's bigger rock into many pieces? And three large ones are still coming? It's a possibility. Remember in the Bible codes they had asteroid, and then they had that it was coming before the Lord, and also they had Planet X Nibiru in the same matrix, because either because it sent this asteroid or knocked it towards us, or it's coming closely behind. We also had a matrix that I shared with you earlier in this part one, I believe it was, part one, yes, the Lord was coming with this Planet X, Nibiru. So you can kind of stitch things together there when you get enough information and get it enough times to see what's going to happen. And I noted on the same page on 10/30/13, I said the three asteroids in the area could mean the very big rock, which was Linda's rock, in that revelation, has been broken up by God through prayer and repentance or through man's missile. I wrote that then. Since NASA has shot rockets at a large asteroid and broken it in pieces, and since all the meteors are being recorded, raining down from small to big across the world right now, we can expect that might be the case. We shall see. Linda Smith's revelation, 10/15/13. She said, that night I had gone to bed around 10:40 p.m., but was unable to go to sleep for about 3 hours or so, which was rather strange to her. She said, I just tossed and turned. I was turning from my right side to lay on my back, and I was looking up at the ceiling for a few minutes and thinking, when am I ever going to go to sleep? When something appeared to be coming through the ceiling. And I watched as it slowly came down closer and closer, and it was slowly filling the room. It stopped about 3 feet or so above my bed. I knew that this was an open vision, and it looked to be a big rock of some sort. So I asked, Lord, what is this? With a soft voice, the Lord said, it's a huge rock, quote unquote. And I asked, how huge, Lord? Is it larger than this house? He replied, yes. It's as huge as the length of Unicoi Mountain, from where it starts at the north end and ends at the south end, and as wide as from Unicoi Mountain east to Star Mountain to the west at Etowah. And of course, Linda was raised in that area, and so it meant something to her. Okay, it wouldn't mean much to us. But we calculated that it would be about 120 miles long by about 23 miles wide in the widest spot. Well, this is clearly an extinction-level event, which I believe is broken up by our prayers. And I also believe that not all of that's going to hit the earth. Some of it's probably missed the earth. So, and there's one other thought that comes to me, that this is a corporate revelation. In other words, the rock is representing a bunch of rocks that are coming. I don't know if that's possible, but the Lord did say that this was broken up. So whether he did it with man's missiles, as I said, or whether he just did it sovereignly, we'll see. We don't know. And I said, oh, Lord, is this the rock that Robin was talking about last Friday at the meeting? And that was Ephraim's rock that he saw coming in by Puerto Rico. And again, he replied, yes. And as I looked up at the rock was slowly going up. So, you see, if it was a rock this big, there's no way it could hit the earth and there'd still be an earth. I mean, or a coming tribulation or anything. It had to be broken up. And, of course, as I said there, everybody prayed when they heard that, you know, that it would be broken up. And I believe God's done it. I believe he did it in such a way that it wouldn't, the whole world wouldn't suspect it was him. I believe he used man to do it. Okay? So, as I looked up at the rock was slowly going up. I watched until I no longer saw the rock, but now saw only the ceiling. I closed my eyes to think about what I had just seen, but I fell asleep. So, well, this is indeed a big rock to hit the earth, and we may be seeing some of the pieces coming down now. Some may miss earth entirely. Three large fragments may be coming to cause tsunamis, but this can be at least lessened by prayer, right? Can be lessened by prayer. So there's a lot of variables here. Going strictly by the Bible codes, you know, they don't, they gave the date of 9/20, 2, 3, 4, 5. All the codes were right in that area there, and the codes that one person found were all, I think, 23 and 24. 23, 24, which is a Jewish day. And, of course, on that day, we were having asteroids coming in, you know, and in those matrices, the Lord was coming after the asteroid. We weren't connecting the date with the day the Lord was coming. The reason we didn't do that is because you don't know the day or the hour. And when we say the Lord is coming, we're not talking about the physical coming, the parousia. We're talking about that spiritual coming called the Epiphany, his coming in his people, the glory of God manifesting in his people. And we know that the Lord said he was coming on the latter rain that watereth the earth, right? The latter rain. So, he's coming as that anointing on the man-child ministry, which we've talked about, received many revelations about. And that's the first fruits ministry that's going to raise up the people in the image of Jesus. You remember Jesus was the first fruits who came to raise up the church into his image, which he did. Well, he's going to do that again, except he's coming in a corporate body to do a bigger job. Around the earth, as a matter of fact. So, this is what is coming behind the asteroid. Was this the asteroid? Well, if the code is not one of those five roads, five ways, and the date was given, and we had an asteroid come in, which is rarely strange. It's very rare and strange. As we read earlier, it's a very odd thing. You know, it's not something that happens every day. Could God do something else? Yes, he could, because you can't even hold him to these Bible codes because of the five roads, five ways, and because he hears prayers and so on and so forth. At any rate, he heard the prayer to break the thing up, and I believe he broke this one up, and it very well could be Linda's rock, because the Lord told me it was broken up. So, very interesting. And in the Revelations, there were three fragments coming in, two in the Atlantic, one in the North Atlantic, and one down around Puerto Rico and Mona Island, which would have caused a 12 earthquake. It's a monster. That's a monster earthquake. It's been my experience that the Lord warns you about these things so you can either pray to lessen it or pray it away, one or the other. And so, I believe that that's been done. I believe it's at least been broken up by the prayers. And because the Lord knew we prayed about it, and that's why he spoke that to me. It might not have meant something to another person. Obviously, it wouldn't have, you know. But we prayed about it. We had the vision. Linda had the vision here in our local assembly, and so we prayed about it here. And I do believe God answered the prayer, and He wanted us to know that. But most of the world wouldn't accept that because of missiles being the method used to break him up. And I think that's according to God's plan. You know, when you come to the Lord, you have to come to Him by faith. Most people don't get to see things that make them come to the Lord. They have to come by faith. And so, anyway, we'll go on just a little bit here. You know, Ephraim's rock was at the very least delayed, or maybe the date that was put in there was just something to dissuade people. I don't know. But the revelation he had of it coming in at that particular point was confirmed by at least two other people who got the same, almost the same understanding and revelation. So I thought, well, maybe that's true. It's just that the date is wrong. So it's still up on the site there. You can go and study it and see. There's a lot of links there, a lot of dreams and visions there, Bible codes, everything. And so this is one that we called back in 2013, a fragment passes over Puerto Rico. At that time, way back then, we believed that it was a fragment that was coming, not the asteroid itself. And that's why we gave this title, Fragment Passes Over Puerto Rico. And of course, it landed on the west end of Puerto Rico, the west end of the Marianas Trench, the west end, at the point, actually, at the place where the North American plate passes under the Puerto Rican plate. It's very seismic there. It's a place for earthquakes, and they've had pretty good earthquakes there. So a 12 with that big of a rock coming in, it would not be unusual, I don't think. I also believe it being the North American plate and the east side of North America going up straight up from this, could mean that that 12 could carry right on up the coast, or it doesn't have to be that bad further north on the east coast. Either way, the east coast is in for a large, large earthquake and tsunami from these revelations. And also, that one could send water up into the Gulf, but also we have a revelation that one was going to land in the Gulf. One in the North Atlantic, one there at Puerto Rico, and one in the Gulf of Mexico. So, let me say this. People talk about the coasts going under. The coasts are sinking. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Time-lapse photography proves that the coasts are sinking. What is this due to? Well, the planet is tipping. There's no doubt about that. There's proof about that. The planet is tipping. In other words, the equator is in a different place. It is changing the weather. So that could raise water levels to that tipping part could do. But also, as Planet X comes through, it's going to slow the Earth down, which would, of course, raise the water levels in areas that aren't right next to the equator. Because there's 700 feet of extra water at the equator because of centrifugal force. So, that could raise the water. Also, the polar ice caps could melt with this thing coming through, which would raise the water level quite a bit in that way. Okay? So, when you see that this is a problem taking out the coasts and that many people... If it's a tsunami coming in, obviously it's going to kill a lot of people. A gradual rising of the water level probably wouldn't kill near as many people, but it would still kill some people. So, but God is so merciful. You know, every time He gives us warnings like this, after we get two or three of them, we realize, okay, He means it, and this is what He means. But then we also pray, you know. So, God is awesome. He can do abundantly above all we can ask or think, right? Amen. So I'm going to share Eve Braff's revelation here of this fragment And Eve said, and this was again on December the 14th of 2013. We called it Fragment Passes Over Puerto Rico. I had a short dream on Saturday morning, December the 14th. This dream was strange because it was like I suddenly appeared in the dream, like I was dropped into or popped into the situation without any notice. Could that mean that this situation will come without notice? Will come very quickly, suddenly upon us? Could be. I dreamed that I was suddenly standing next to an airport runway on the island of Puerto Rico. And my notes there in 2013, I put where Efraim Rodriguez dream took place. Right? The island of Puerto Rico. And his dream was from the east, a rock came in, just barely passed over Puerto Rico and landed in the Mona Strait there, I believe it was. Okay? So, as I looked northward and back towards the west, I could see the Gulf coastlines, Florida, and the eastern coast of the United States. But they looked distorted in the distance, like viewing them through a telescopic fish lens. And I could see white rays of light reflecting from the edges of the lens around everything that I was seeing. I don't know what this means, but you know how a fish lens, it magnifies things in the middle more than the outer edges. And I'm wondering if the Lord is not saying from this that you know that around the Carolinas there's this knob that sticks out. And anything coming from the direction of Puerto Rico would hit the front part of this without affecting so much that which is around the corner. Okay? So that may be significant. So he said the runway of the airport ran from east to west. I didn't have much time to gain my bearings as I became aware of a large fireball plunging towards the earth from the east. That's just as in Ephraim's dream. It made a roaring sound as it passed over my head. I thought in the dream a fragment from Iceland. This was my thought in the dream and not necessarily the voice of the Spirit. True, it's probably not. Well, we don't know. It could be a fragment from Iceland. But we have prayed that this rock will not be as big as the Lord first told us, right? I wrote that back then, in 2013. And then he told me, you know, that Linda's rock was broken up. Eve said, I never got to witness the impact because after this I was suddenly up in the heavenly realm where I was witnessing an angel in the same direction that the fireball came from, scooping up hot coals, hot glowing coals, from an altar with both hands. Well, that's interesting. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? From the same direction indicates the source of the judgment. The glowing coals could mean asteroid meteors will come as fireballs. Because Revelation 8 and 4, on down through 7, I'll read that. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints went up before God out of the angel's hand. Fiery judgment before the tribulation, because 8 and 4 is before the tribulation. Okay? So I believe that that's what this represents, fiery judgment that comes just before the tribulation. And verse 5 says, and the angel taketh the censer, and he filled it with the fire off the altar, and cast it upon the earth. And there followed thunders, and voices, and lightnings, and an earthquake. And of course, that's when the tribulation begins, because the seven angels go forth to sound their trumpets, right? But just think about these coals off the altar and that they're being cast upon the earth. Wouldn't it look like meteors coming in? Yeah, sure. That's why she received this text. Or I received this text. I forgot. Yes, I received this text. But anyway, and there followed thunders and voices and lightnings and an earthquake. Then I believe the tribulation trumpets begin because, and the seven angels that had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. So the first trump begins, right? And the first sounded. That's the first trump, right? Tribulation begins. And there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. Hail and fire cast upon the earth. And the third part of the earth was burnt up. We've had revelations of that, of many things being burnt up. And I believe it's going to possibly be this side of the earth that is hit by this, because North and South America is a third part of the earth. And the third part of the trees was burned up, and all green grass was burnt up. There's a lot of the country, by the way, a lot of the green grass is burnt up already. Showers of meteors and fireballs is what I believe this probably represents, in casting this upon the earth. And it before the beginning of the tribulation, which is where we are now. And I heard the Spirit say, 3/3. How amazing. 3/3. Well, this makes a whole that is made up of three parts. And I believe that this is the one rock that Linda had broken into three when it enters the atmosphere or when it was blown apart. Back then I said when it enters the atmosphere. But remember, Ephraim, that NASA was setting up to shoot at the rock. So that is a possibility, and a very likely one, since we prayed and God did break it up that way. This could also indicate some dreams that we have received about the beginning of the end time troubles, like the revelation, 3 asteroids, meteors begin troubles. Then there was quite a few revelations on that page, and 3 comets, the beginning of pain, and there's revelations on that page, and there's some on Ephraim Rodriguez on the page that we had him on too. So he then placed the coals from the altar into a bowl. That's the angel that scooped up the hot glowing coals. He placed the coals from the altar into a bowl next to the altar, where they melted into blood, which would probably mean that there's be a lot of death coming from this. As he raised his hands from the bowl, one last tiny fragment of coal fell from the angel's palm and hit the blood in the center of the bowl, and it sent large ripples traveling through the blood to the edges of the bowl. Wow. Could that mean tsunamis across the Atlantic? She said this fragment could be the fireball that I had witnessed in the previous scene of the dream. And yeah, and falling into the sea too, right? And this could agree with Lakeisha's dream, in which God was judging the harlot and the beast with fireballs. Okay. Another thing that came to us back then was like, I think 3 revelations, maybe 4, of an asteroid hitting the moon and knocking a piece out of the moon which went towards the earth, along with a lot of dust, and it went towards the earth. And of course, a lot of people have had dreams about when Planet X comes, there would be a lot of dust in the atmosphere. So, we thought back then that Linda's dream was either an asteroid that God would break up through prayer, or it was a piece of the moon that would come in. And what I said back then was, if it was a piece of the moon, that would be the mercy of God, because coming from outer space, it could be 40, 50, 60,000 miles an hour. And something that big would definitely do some tremendous damage. It wouldn't nearly get up that speed, I don't think, coming from the moon. That's why I said, if it was a piece of the moon, it would be the mercy of God. However, they just sent up, I believe, 5 nukes head-to-head with this asteroid and larger pieces of this asteroid, which could have considerably slowed it down. Matter of fact, one person who gave us information said that that's exactly what happened. And so this could agree with other dreams too. You know, God is so awesome. I mean, he warns you with very frightening things. And if you humble yourself, as we received in one of the recent dreams, he won't hurt you. If you humble yourself, he won't hurt you. You remember the publican and the sinner and the Pharisee who went to pray. And the Pharisee was, you know, not like other men. He fasted and he did all these good things, you know. And he pretty well laid that in front of the Lord. I'm glad I'm not like this guy, you know, this publican, this sinner. I'm glad I'm not like him. But that's pretty nose stuck up in the air kind of an attitude, and God doesn't really like it. But the publican was just beating his breast saying, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." He was humbling himself. And it's amazing that this guy with all of his good works didn't rate near as high as this sinner who was humbling himself. And I say that any of you out there that are in sin, humble yourself before God. Believe in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Believe he took away your sins. Because worse is coming than what we've seen. Definitely worse than what we've seen is coming. And multitudes of people are going to die. And sad to say, the overwhelming majority of them are going to go to hell. Well, the Pharisee didn't find any grace with God. He said that the man who was the sinner and grieved about it went away justified rather than the Pharisee. Well, there's a lot of Pharisees in Christianity right now. A lot of them think that they've arrived at some place because they've joined a group and they respect a preacher and they respect their denomination. But they're really not doing what the Bible says. And if they read the Bible, they get confused, so they put it down. Because they are idolaters, they put the Bible down. Rather than correct what they've received across the pulpit, they put the Bible down. And if you bring them something that's contrary to that, they say, "We don't believe that." What do you mean you don't believe that? It's in the Bible right here. That's an idolater. And God judges idolaters. And there are a lot of Pharisees that are idolaters. But if anybody comes humbly before God, confessing their sins and asking his forgiveness, and they mean it, they'll get it. Humble yourself, and he won't hurt you. So, that's what I say. And I know there's a lot of people listening to me right now that they're in certain sins. And sometimes they don't like them. And sometimes they want to be shed of them. And God, of course, is always going to have mercy with the person who repents and believes. Repent means change your mind. You don't want this sin. You don't like it. You don't want it. You want delivered from it. Now you have to believe in the sacrifice. You have to believe that Jesus made reconciliation. He made an exchange. He put those sins on the cross, and he gave you his life. He made reconciliation. He made the exchange. So you believe and you thank God that He took this sin away from you. Now, that doesn't mean that it's just covered up. It means He took it away. Now, the religious people say that He just covered it up. And there is a blood covering. But it only lasts for a short time until you manifest the deliverance. Some people don't believe the gospel. They don't believe that He took away your sins. Talking about the nature of the sin itself. They don't believe that. And so they don't get it. And of course it's idolatry, because all you got to do is read the Bible and you'll find differently than what people say. It's all under the blood. First of all, they lie. They haven't read the Bible. Hebrews 10:26 says, if we sin willfully after we receive a knowledge of the truth, there remains no sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment. So, how many people sin willfully because they believe God will forgive you? That's exactly what those preachers say. Well, you can sin. God will forgive you. You know, if you sin willfully, you don't have a sacrifice. That's a very dangerous place to be in. So, if you humble yourself, He won't hurt you. These things are coming, and worse are coming. And multitudes of people are going to die. And all of this is to get the attention of the elect of God's people so that they will fear God and repent. This is the important thing here. Well, how interesting that Eve had this revelation of this fireball coming down, and the revelation of three-thirds. It sounds like three fireballs making up one rock. And that's the revelation that we just received. So, Father, we thank You so much for hearing our prayers. Oh, my gosh, Lord. That was Ephraim's revelation. And the size of the rock would have killed everybody on those islands and many people on the coast of the United States. And it definitely would have gone inland quite a ways. But You pointed out to us to pray that this judgment would be lessened. And we believe You did just that. And we praise You and we thank You for this. And Lord, these three rocks that may still be coming, we don't know, you know, exactly when they would get here. But we know we should be praying about them too. And so, Father, we just ask You in Jesus' name that You, what we've said from the beginning, Father, is that we desire revival. Revival changes people without killing them. And we know that great judgment causes many people to turn to You, Lord. But also we've seen revival catch on from person to person to person when there wasn't judgment. And many revivals were started by just a few people beginning to pray and ask God to have mercy, to send revival. So Lord, we would love to see revival that spreads across the earth, changes multitudes of people's hearts without the death and destruction. We know, Lord, according to what is written in the Word, cannot be changed, that there will be much death and destruction. And it doesn't say in the Word specifically that it would come through this particular judgment just before the tribulation. It doesn't say that. So we're just asking mercy now. And Lord, we just praise You that multitudes of people will understand these warnings that You've sent. And also that we would understand the warnings that You've sent. We do our best, Lord, and sometimes You give us little bits here and there, and but there's a lot more to be seen and understood. And signs and wonders really make people of the world and the worldly church sit up and take notice. So we ask You for these, Lord. The two biggest fireballs that have come over the planet Earth here in just the last few days may have not impressed enough people. But we're asking You to Show your mercy. Show your grace, O Lord. Grant repentance and great moves of your Spirit. Saints, pray for revival. Pray that God have mercy. Pray that He pours out His Spirit. And recently I was watching a video of a revival and how it started and all. It was very impressive. It was an old, dead Bible college that the people were challenged, or I think it was a rather small group, challenged each other to pray for 30 minutes a day for revival. And it came wonderfully, moved that whole college, the religion, other religions too, other Bible colleges from other religions too. It was astounding. It was really astounding. Something that we need to pray for. I do believe if folks out there would take up this challenge to pray even 15 minutes a day for revival, then God's going to send it. And I'm not trying to put you under the law or anything, but I do believe it's going to happen. And we know one's coming. But we'd like to see the revival take more people than the asteroid. We'd love to see people impressed, because people can just be impressed with God, not just impressed with His anger or His judgment against sin or His hatred of sin. All these are good. But they can just be so impressed with God all of a sudden. I've prayed for people and seen the fear of God come over them. An unnatural fear come over them that they were lost. I've prayed for people and seen this. Well, Father, we just ask You to do this, that Your Spirit would come over people and give them the revelation that they're lost and going to hell, and that they need You. And You've answered this so many times, Lord. Answer it now. Lord, we thank You for the revival among the Muslims, Lord. We thank You for moving upon them and bringing them into the freedom and the light. Thank You. Thank You for saving them, Father. They make great Christians. And they really appreciate what You do for them, Father, because they've come out of such bondage, such misery, such hatred. Lord, we just thank You for moving mightily upon those who are our brethren but are still in the world. But You have foreseen and foreknown them from the foundation of the world. So, Lord, we just ask You to do a mighty miracle and bring multitudes of them into the kingdom, especially many of them that have come to the United States, Lord. Some of them even come with murder in their eyes, Lord, and have a plan to kill Americans. Save them, Father. Save them. Yes. Rain on their party, Father. Save them from their own plans and from the devil's plans. And let them realize that these are the devil's plans. And we ask You to do that, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask You to pour out Your Spirit upon the brethren that are joining us. In whatever form they're joining us, that You'd pour out Your Spirit upon them, and a spirit of grace and a spirit of prayer, so that they will pray for these things, and pray that these things, these revelations that have been given, will be lessened. We ask it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask You to have mercy on every one of us. We ask You, Lord, that the gifts that You've offered in Your Word be poured out upon Your people to go forth and do signs and wonders and miracles in the name of Jesus. We ask You to do this, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we believe You. We believe You're going to do it, Lord. We praise You for it, Father. In Jesus' holy name. Oh, hallelujah.